If you read my blog, you might not believe this. And so, you know, I don't always like start every podcast with the date, time, and location. You know, it's the morning, it's Saturday. That's all anybody really needs to know. This podcast is a little bit serious because it deals with something that touches my own history. Excuse me, my throat's a little bit dry. It touches my own history and people I know, people I care about. For those of you who read my blog or listen to these podcasts or have accidentally come across that toxic heap of disdainful regret for those things we cannot control and the chaotic, relenting, I invent a new word, the chaotic, relenting obedience and slavery to some force unbeknownst even to I, Craptopia TV. If you've come across my website or my, you know, or the stupid YouTube channel, you might not believe that I was ever in the Army, because I think I might come across as kind of an iconoclastic person, anti-authority, whatever. And there's a lot of truth to that. In fact, that's probably always been true. When I was in kindergarten, my mom used to bribe me to get me to behave. You know, she would like, you know, she would actually buy me, you know, back then it was like the early 70s. So that stupid show SWAT was really popular. And when I was a kid, I was a boy. I loved the show. I mean, she would buy me these plastic M16s and I was six or seven. I love my mom. I miss her, but my gosh, she did. She gave in to my own. Yeah. Anyways, I spent a lot of time in the, you know, with Sister Angela and Sister Una. I went to Catholic school, of course, Immaculate Conception, Mount Vernon. Shout out, class of 1984. Anywho, that's a long time ago. You know, it was K-8. And I spent a lot of time in the hallway because the teachers kicked me out of class. And I spent a lot of time in, you know, the principal's office. I got to know the cheese paddle. If you want to know what the cheese paddle is, basically is a large wooden device for spanking. So I got to know the cheese paddle very, very well. I'm giving you a little bit of history here. It's kind of off topic related to the podcast. But yes and yes and yes, I went to Catholic school. And I was also in the Army, and I was never in combat. I served in uniform on active duty from 1996 to 1999, about 3.5 years. I spent the rest of the time in the active reserve and then the guard. I technically, spent my entire time in the Army, basically, really, in the 2nd Infantry Division between being part of a roundout brigade when I was in ROTC, and then I was in Korea for a year, and then I came back to 3rd Brigade Combat Team at Fort Lewis. And anyways, this is a lot of military stuff that is not relevant directly to anything on my blog these days. As you well know, I am basically a non-aggression person. I'm not technically a pacifist. I believe in the right of self-defense. I own firearms. I think every person has a right to defend themselves. And frankly, I think hunting is also legitimate. So I'm not an anti-hunter. So that's where I'm coming from. I don't live in a make-believe world. I know that we need to defend ourselves. What I am against is America the empire. I'm not against America defending itself. I'm just against America thinking it has a right to run the entire planet. And why the fuck would we want that goddamn job? Separate topic, but really, why the fuck would we want the job of running the planet? Guys, when we're really, really good at running America, then we should, you know, franchise. Not invade, but say, here's how we did it. Here's how we made America a paradise of liberty and dignity and self-respect. And then go out and franchise it like it's, you know, fucking McDonald's, but not as evil, okay? Actually good, you know, a good McDonald's. Here, open a good McDonald's that, you know, empowers you and gives your society, you know, access to liberty and dignity. And, you know, you can go ahead and, you know, raise organic food, not have Monsanto shoved down your fucking throat. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. If America was really good at being a free society, if we really lived true to our values, then okay, you know, maybe franchise it in the sense of, you know, let people come to America and give them the basic idea of how they can do it. But don't go around the world fucking toppling governments or invading countries and dropping bombs on people. I get 9/11. It was horrible. But do you guys know how many fucking people we've killed since then? Now, this is the harsh part of the podcast, because the rest of it deals with something that's very serious and close to my heart. And a lot of my friends from the Army won't get, and I need to explain it to them. First and foremost, some of the best people I met in my entire life. And when I say best, I mean true, honest, good, courageous people I met in my entire life, I met in the Army. Okay? I don't know if he remembers me, but there was the Sergeant Lopez I worked with. He was this amazing, true heart, strong, courageous. I hope he's alive. I hope he made it through the wars. I don't agree with the wars, but I will never not be someone who believes in Sergeant Lopez. You know, I have friends from ROTC. I think some of them, like me, didn't end up going into combat, you know, didn't end up fighting in the wars on terror. And I think many of them did. And I have a really good friend, and I won't say his name because I respect him too much. I have a really good friend who put in his 20 years and did the right thing and served his country with honor. I don't believe his missions were honorable, but that doesn't mean he's not an honorable man. He is an honorable man. He's an absolutely decent, honorable, courageous man. I might not agree with these stupid fucking wars, but I will never disagree with the idea that my friend is an honorable man. And the only thing I hope and pray, and this is the point of the podcast, because I'm tired of our nation treating our veterans like throwaway. And you're not throwaway. I did not serve in combat, but I know enough about war and enough about what it does to people, at least through study, which is not the same thing, that it is horrific, it demeans, it dehumanizes, it disconnects, it breaks, it busts, it destroys, it cracks, it creates distrust. So even when people get home, they don't see the world the way they used to. They see it as a battlefield, and everybody is a potential enemy. And because of the kinds of wars we've been fighting, everyone is. It's not like the fucking World War II where you've got the fucking Nazi uniform and you know what to fucking shoot at. Who the fuck knows who's holding a cell phone to set off an IED? My message to the people I let down that I was commissioned with 20 years ago, because I don't regret not going, but ultimately, and I don't regret not leaving. I don't regret serving either, but I didn't support these wars, so I don't regret choosing not to go. And frankly, there was a time in 2001, 2002 where I almost did it. And honestly, I'm not very proud of that, because those were very difficult years for me. I frankly, it was the time where I was trying to get into software engineering, and I kind of bought into a lot of things that were total absolute lies, and I'm so embarrassed. I mean, I was 32 years old. If I had been 22 or 12, okay, but 32-year-old man should not believe in the shit that Americans were asked to believe after 9/11. That being said, I have friends who may not even know I still exist. And if you're out there somewhere, if you remember me from ROTC and you're serving in uniform or you're out of uniform, no matter what you might read on my blog about my feelings about these fucking wars and the neocon scumbags and the people who want to basically set the planet on fire, what you should never question is that I miss you and I love you. That you're people that I think about. And the only thing I fear is ever opening a newspaper and seeing a picture of one of you in it. And that's the thing I think I fear. Because my memory is too fucking good. And I remember all of you as being decent, brave, amazing people. I don't know that I always measured up. Frankly, that's why I got out of the service. I think I was a decent enough soldier. I think I was an okay officer. But I was probably never meant to be a soldier. But please never mistake for a moment that I think about all of you and that you're amazing people. And please never think for a moment that you're not worth something. These wars to me are worthless and stupid. And the people that want these wars are worthless and stupid people. But you, veteran, are not a worthless and stupid person. Americans can be really ignorant when it comes to understanding what the word respect means, what the word dedication means. you know, what it means to keep an oath and ultimately a promise on the other side when the soldier comes home, or the sailor, or the airman, or the marine, or the coastie. I mean, ultimately, I can go down the list of people that stand on the border of our nation or are projected further afield for reasons I don't agree with, that live day to day in fear because that's their job, to be in the darkness, to be in the regions between nations, to be in those places that nobody wants to be. Well, other people may call you throwaway, you know. Other people, I was thinking of the guy who started CNN, Ted Turner. I was watching this video of Ted Turner a number of years ago where Ted Turner basically said, you know, he was talking about how many soldiers, sailors, how many veterans were killing themselves. And he basically said, well, that's good. That's a good start. And I was thinking of how horrific, how disgusting, how monstrous a human being that how fucking diseased a human being he must be. I disagree with these wars, but I don't see the soldiers and the sailors and the airmen, the Marines as being throwaway pieces of some darkness. I see them like myself. I remember when I decided to join. I know why I decided. I actually believed that I would be defending the Constitution of the United States of America. I actually believed I would be defending the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign or domestic. I honestly believe that. I remember when I joined. I remember when I took the oath. And I seriously believed that that oath was real. And I also believed that the officers above me believed that oath was true and real, and they were dedicated to it. I was a fucking idiot, but everybody has a right to be a fucking idiot. But what no veteran should ever question is the fact that you are not worthless. So my prayer today, and again, as some of you may know, I'm not an atheist. I haven't been for a few years. I was for most of my life, I was, and I am no longer. So my prayer for today, and my prayer for all of you out there, is that if you see a veteran today, if you meet a veteran, say hello. You know, just don't say hello, but open a conversation, ask how they're doing. If you meet somebody along the road that was in these horrible wars that needs someone to listen to them, be willing to listen. Be a little courageous yourself. You might hear stories that will scare the fuck out of you, but guess what? You voted for somebody, or you participated in the system to the extent that it allowed us to project those soldiers to those places. So we're all a little bit responsible. We may not want to admit it, but if we look in the mirror, we're all a little bit responsible. We could have stopped these fucking wars, but it was more convenient to pretend that we weren't being lied to. So listen, if a veteran wants to talk, be willing to listen. Be willing to hug. Be willing to shake a hand. Be willing to give a veteran a chance.